3, 2, 1.
It's Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Now you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars of this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Yeah. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Fine.
Fine. This is a very mellow opening to the
Hello
show.
Hello and welcome.
We're trying to compensate for the audio problems that we had last week where we sounded overmodulated. But I want to be the first to go on record as saying, though some of the audience members may blame him, not Scapegoat's fault.
Okay.
I believe that it was an equipment issue.
I say let the chips fall where they may.
All right.
I say.
Okay.
See what you produce as
whatever.
okay. I'm no, confident well, with my abilities.
Honestly, I think it was two different versions of the same piece of software shitting upon our
yeah.
audio file.
Yeah, but, thanks unnamed piece of software.
Yes, thank you.
Stupid.
Why is it unnamed?
Stupid company that makes it.
Why can't we just say it was GarageBand?
Ah.
And the shitty company you referred to is Apple.
I didn't say that. You
That's
said that.
You said the
nope,
shitty company?
Nope, that didn't happen. I don't
That's
recall that.
The program
that.
We use is GarageBand. That's made by Apple.
Maybe you use GarageBand. I didn't say I
oh,
use GarageBand.
Oh, so what you're saying is you used a different
so
program.
So speaking of hack.
I was going to say, this is very hack.
Yeah.
What's going on
This is
on
some
right
hacky
now.
Shit.
And that's why we're calling the episode Hack.
Which episode is that and where are we?
354.
That.
Of?
A Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Okay. All right.
You can find us online at bkgeekstuff.com. I want to start off with that. I also want to start off by giving out the GVM line.
Which is 425-920-6050.
And I'm also going to put something in the hands of the listeners.
All right.
I'm going to say that if you leave enough voicemails, we may have a show Christmas week. It will be just a voicemail show.
The Christmas Eve first annual voicemail show.
But you have 1 week to submit your voicemail. So you have until next Wednesday, which is the 17th, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Also known as Hobbit Day.
That's right. And if we don't get at least 100 voicemails...
That's it. 100.
We are not considering
we're blowing this bitch up.
We are not considering doing a show for Christmas. So there you go. It's in your hands, listeners. It's in your hands.
Maybe they want a break.
It's in their hands. They'll make that decision.
Yeah, you don't have to leave. You know, it doesn't have to be an epic saga. You don't have to leave a segment.
That's right.
All you need to leave is a, you know, a question, a comment. You know, it's the end of the year. What are you looking forward to next year?
Yeah, what's on what your Christmas list?
Yeah,
whatever.
What'd you enjoy in 2014?
What know, do you want to hear on the show in 2015?
There you go.
There you go.
All that stuff works.
Stuff like you. Maybe you want the wrap-up back.
Nope.
Maybe that's something you want in 2015.
Right. And, if we get 500 voicemails asking for the wrap-up back,
yeah,
we'll consider it.
Okay.
Consider.
He's just going to call 499 times.
Well, I don't have time for that sort of tomfoolery, sir.
For that sort of
I don't believe
you. You know the voicemail
has
caller ID, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's get into the news. For this week's episode.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay? May I move us into the news?
Yes.
So the episode title is Hack. One of the things it relates to is the big Sony hack.
Yeah.
Sony's in a lot of trouble.
I heard.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from the fact that
teach
it
you to make a movie
Sony.
About Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. They're going to be, they're getting sued, as I understand it.
Left, oh, really?
And right. Yeah, because some celebrities' personal information, addresses, social security numbers, salaries, etc., was leaked, and there are a lot of people none too happy about that.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
I wouldn't want to work for them right now.
No. The biggest thing, though, to come out of it in our little corner of the universe, is that there were emails back and forth between executives at Sony and executives at Disney.
Uh-oh.
To try to bring Spider-Man.
Yay.
To the Disney Marvel universe.
Uh-huh.
Be it part of Civil War or something else.
Right.
There were conversations. Now, for what we understand, the conversations broke down and did not go anywhere significant.
Uh-huh.
But.
It's good to know.
It's good to know that it happened, because if it happened, it could be picked back up. I still don't see it happening. I still think there's way too many hurdles to jump.
Right.
But I find it very interesting to know that at least someone actually attempted.
Was it like high-level people talking, or just kind of like some random people emailing?
The emails were sent to and from Sony Motion Picture Chief Amy Pascal.
So big people.
And included Sony CEO Kaz Hirai and Disney CEO Bob Iger.
Kaz Iger?
So it's big enough that it's failed. It's correct. Not like, hey, we were testing it out just to see. No, we'll talk correct. About it.
I think,
this is not happening right now at this time.
Well, and my guess would be, I mean, I'm sure there's no analysis. My guess is it's Sony.
Well, so here's the...
If the emails are leaked, let's look at them.
Let's see. So, hold on. Before you say anything, let me see if I'm right. Sony just wants a bigger piece of the pie than they could possibly ever deserve, it being one character.
No. Sony wanted to retain creative control.
That's what I thought.
Marketing and distribution. And Disney was like, why would we give you any of those things when you clearly suck at all of those things?
Yeah.
That's pretty much how that conversation went.
Right.
Disney was like, no, fuck you. We'll take the character and do what we want to do with it. And you'll give some money out of it.
You'll get some money and a little distribution.
That's it.
That's what I would say.
Or you're
done with marketing and you're done with creative control. Yeah. The one thing that would be best is you not having creative control. That's literally the point of getting the character back.
Right. And they can't logistically give them distribution. That just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
You want to give them marketing. Disney, I mean, I guess Sony has money to market. So that's not an issue.
You could do joint distribution also.
Of course you could. And you could do joint marketing.
And you can make different deals in different countries in terms of box office cuts. I mean, I don't know. I think Sony's probably being stupid and unrealistic. Although now they're probably in a position where like, please, we need some money.
Or Sony, you're free to sling more Spider-Man shit and see it to the wall and see if it sticks.
See what he did there? See what he did there? He accidentally punned it.
I did. Yeah. That's very hack. What I think probably...
And then I did the same thing by saying punned it.
Yes. Yeah. What I think the creative control was, I think Sony still hopes in their warped and twisted delusional minds that they still can do these other films that they want to do, Sinister Six. And so they want creative control to make sure that nothing that Disney does would jeopardize
those other
possible franchises.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's a legit concern.
No, that actually makes sense.
Like reveal his identity.
Right.
In Civil War, which is what happened in the book.
Right.
And then, you know, anything.
I think Sony should have just asked for perhaps maybe creative say.
They should have asked for one executive producer to sit there.
Yeah.
And that person be outvoted by the other executive.
Why not just?
Here's what they should have asked. Here's what Tony should have asked for.
Can you please give us some
money? Can we just get a little bit of money? That's it.
That's it.
We'll give you whatever. You want Electro? You want all of it? You can have all of it. Just a little bit of money.
Like a little
I have a question, though. Sure. So let's assume, it's not going to, but let's assume someday in the future, Disney takes Spider-Man. Do they reboot again, or do they say Amazing Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man 2 are a part of the Disney universe because they didn't really have to touch
it? Oh, no, they reboot.
You think they reboot?
Absolutely.
Do you think they keep Andrew Garfield? I don't think they reboot.
I
think they keep it and they don't mention the Electro shit.
That's it.
I think the character's the same. I think Andrew Garfield origin story happened. I think you're already invested enough. And honestly, Andrew Garfield as Peter Parker in Spider-Man is a good investment.
I'll tell you
what. And you just move him over to Marvel.
Okay. Retcon. They retcon him just like they did in the beginning of the Hulk.
All right. I could see a retcon. I could see a retcon.
Where they, you know what they really do? They create some footage where Electro really
And then
is,
you can bring Emma Stone back. Yeah. Because she's not really dead.
Where Electro is really just like some sort of bank robber with a taser.
Right.
And a blue, like a blue face mask on or something. Like you just, you seriously retcon the shit out of it.
I think what we do is we find out that Andrew Garfield was really Spider Clone.
And you bring Tobey Maguire
back.
Oh no. No, I don't want to see anything with Tobey Maguire
that
in it. Happen.
All right, let's move past that.
Why? Tobey Maguire is a fine actor.
Is he? No?
Yeah, I think he is.
I did not hate Tobey Maguire.
As a high school student?
I did not hate him. No. When those movies came out.
I hated, what's her name, though, from day one.
Yes, I hated her as well.
Well, the foot?
Yes, the foot. Yeah. Face looks like a foot. I did not hate Tobey Maguire when it first came out. I still think that Spider-Man 2, the one with Dr. Octopus,
is
still one of the best.
He's a great sympathetic villain.
It has nothing to do with the villain.
It absolutely
no,
has to do with
I
the
think
villain.
Tobey Maguire did an okay job portraying Spider-Man.
Correct. He did an okay job.
I think Andrew Garfield did a better Peter Parker.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's a different character.
This is Val Kilmer, George Clooney.
This is a different character.
I think...
No, it's not. It's closer to the comics Peter Parker.
It's closer to the ultimate comics Peter Parker.
The humor.
The origin and all that stuff, yes. But in terms of being a wise-ass, wisecracking the whole time thing, it is closer to the Spider-Man
mythos. Tobey Maguire wasn't like that?
No.
The whole first movie was him cracking one-liners. The whole movie.
But not bitey, witty one-liners. Oh, it was more we're trying really hard to nail it.
Either way, I don't think it's going to happen. So no. I think it's interesting to know that
it would be nice
that there were conversations. Yeah. Look, I shouldn't say I don't think it's going to happen. Sony could get desperate. Amidst
Especially
this controversy,
after this, yeah,
where they maybe they Here's, need to find a revenue stream, and this is a revenue stream.
Or Disney says, "Hey, how much money did you lose on that last Spider-Man movie? We'll pay you five times that because I think I have that here in my pocket.
Right,
and we get to use the character. Yeah, how about that?"
Uncle Remus collected that from,
yeah, but here's the,
from
thing.
The waterfall in Song of the South this afternoon.
But seriously, does Marvel really need... I know it's Disney, but I'm just saying. Does the Marvel Cinematic Universe really need Spider-Man
no,
at all?
No, they don't
for
need
For any
Spider-Man.
Other stories
However,
at all? It would be nice in Captain America.
However.
As part of that storyline they're retelling. And it would be a really good way to push Robert Downey Jr. out if they're trying to do that. Because you have a young... You have a young, you know, actor who's able to kind of take over the witty, snarky genius role. I mean, it's a smart move if they're actually trying to kill off Iron, not literally,
yeah.
You know, get rid of Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man.
Yeah. Do they need him? No.
Right?
Would he be a nice addition and make a boatload of money for them?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody wants Spider-Man to go there for a reason because people are still
not happy at the
representation.
Yes,
of
but
him.
I don't think we want him to be like the lead in Avenger. You know what I mean?
No,
we don't want him
nobody
to play
wants
that role.
No, nobody
and
wants
that would
that.
Never
right.
happen. And that's what I would be afraid of if Sony had say, because I don't think Disney or Marvel would do this or Kevin Feige if we're really giving credit. To me, Sony would be like, cool, so he's going to be the Iron Man. He'll take over.
Do you know who Spider-Man is? Yeah. Spider-Man would be the guy that said no.
Right.
That would make him a tremendous character. He'd be the one to say, "Yeah, we need you on the Avengers." He'd be the one to say, "Yeah, no, I this is what I'm taking care of this problem right here.
Right,
that's what I'm doing." And there have been plenty of characters
in the past
who
have said
that.
He'd be a good counter to the Avengers idea.
And the idea of Spider-Man swinging in when the story takes them into New York is perfect. And the fact that Avengers Tower is there and so on and so forth, and he just...
There's enough of a tie
shows up, just sort of perked on the wall. Yeah. And I think a great running gag would be, like, Tony Stark is having a conversation, and he's just sitting on the wall and goes, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And Stark just goes, how'd you do that? Yeah. Like, that kind of nonsense, I think would be really... That kind of interplay would be great. There's definitely a place for him in the place for everybody in the cinematic universe. That's what everybody wants all of those... characters to be in the same universe for.
That's it's fucking
because
awesome.
Of those interactions.
I also
that's
gotta
why
say
X-Men they want X-Men back. They want but see, they're letting all this shit lapse so they can bring it all back together. That's what they want.
As much as I agree they want X-Men back, I think that Spider-Man would be
better
more
fit.
Beneficial to them
absolutely
than the X-Men.
But the X-Men is an entire
creatively
thing
creatively or financially
as opposed to
or
one,
both
Both.
I don't think they need the X-Men in the Avengers universe.
No, they don't. No, not at all.
Spider-Man would be a nice.
I think
Spider-Man would be an awkward fit.
I don't think it should be. No, in no. It.
You're opening up a whole nother wing.
No,
if
I know.
If you bring in X-Men,
of course.
Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four,
100%.
These simple little additions like that would broaden the universe.
That, of course. That I definitely think they should do it. But if you're watching S.H.I.E.L.D., and I did not watch this week's episode. If you're watching S.H.I.E.L.D., though,
how could you not watch it?
I'm halfway in. If you were watching S.H.I.E.L.D., though, they are already broadening the universe. Like the coolest part. I know
you don't even know what you're talking about
I know I've seen. I know you know the spoilers, yeah. And you've seen the episode. And please don't ruin it for me, anybody.
I will,
because I'm going to finish it when I leave here anyway. But it's the fact that everything that's happening in that show matters.
Right.
That's the coolest part. I mean, of course. Is literally the coolest part.
Can I say this without giving anything away?
No, because you're going to give something away.
No, I'm not. I am concerned. After this episode, if what you just said is true.
If it's going to have bigger impact on the rest of the Marvel Universe. I mean, clearly Inhumans is involved. Clearly they've already talked about the Kree, which we talked about last week, I think. So, I mean, that's cool. But yes, I think the fact that this is going to have to matter everywhere else is what makes the show interesting. I mean, it's good on its own, but the fact that we know, you know, they've also been doing all kinds of snarky stuff recently with the Patton Oswalt character, and he has 15 brothers, and they don't really want to say that they're
model decoys.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. That's really cool to me. Has this been done before ever in the history of filmmaking? Has there ever been a persistent universe where people are invested?
No.
And I mean, what's really cool is I know it's a different medium, but this was the point of comics, right? That you are invested in each of them individually and the team-ups mattered.
Of course.
The big crossover events were fucking awesome and you wanted to see them. And that's what Avengers is. Comics can't do that anymore, in my opinion, or they're not doing it anymore.
No, they do it badly now.
Well, they do it too often.
Well, that's the thing. They're not events. They're like, oh, we expect it every 6 months. Yeah. Big fucking deal. Like, but cinematically, and because the investment is different, I think that's really an interesting concept.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
Yes. I concur with all of those points.
Yep.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode.
Nope. We got more.
Let's stick with Marvel.
More Marvel. Let's do it.
Kristen Ritter has been cast as Jessica Jones, which is the second Netflix Marvel series.
You ever just see a girl and you want to hate bang her? Kristen Ritter.
I don't see that in Kristen Ritter, but okay. I don't know enough about I don't know enough about her work to know whether or not this is good or bad.
I have not. Now she was in,
Apartment 2B.
No, that's not what I was referring to. Wasn't she in, what's the other one?
She was in Breaking Bad.
That's the one.
Was she?
I have not seen her.
Whoa. What was she in Breaking Bad?
She was a junkie in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Addict.
Oh, the one. Yeah. Okay.
Dark hair.
Yes.
She. All right. So I haven't seen that. But the two things I have seen her in, where I did catch a couple episodes of The Bitch in Part 2B. And the reason I caught those was, again, going back to a little movie that we reference here and there, which is She's Out of My League, she played the girl's best friend, Eve Alice's best friend in that, and was I thought she was a really great character in that.
Alice Eve.
Sure.
Good performer. And
Alice Eve.
No, Brit. No, this one.
No, I know, but you said Eve Alice.
Alice Eve, yeah, that's what I meant. Stupid dyslexia. And I really liked her in that. Thus, I checked out The Bitch in Apartment 2B or whatever it was. And so I'm aware of her, and I'm aware of her character, and I do think based on that this is very interesting casting.
Okay.
Because I don't see Jessica Jones that way.
Okay.
Unless they're changing.
Well, I mean, they she's supposed to be traumatized out of superheroism. Isn't that the reference point here?
Well, we don't know. Is she still a superhero at this point? Or is this after she's lost her powers? I don't know where the series is going.
What I would love to see
if it's on Netflix. Wouldn't she have lost her superpowers? Like, I'm assuming they're not dumping $300 million into this.
I don't know.
It's also springboarding Power Man.
Luke Cage is coming as well.
But it's springing out of this show.
Well, it's going to be Daredevil.
Aren't they all?
No. Specifically, it says in that article Luke Cage is coming out of this. They'll spin Luke Cage out of that show.
Well, I mean, that makes sense because in the books, they're married.
They're
a romantic thing. And they're doing Iron Fist as well. So
Netflix
has the ability to handle powers.
Right.
If CW can do it, Netflix can do it.
I don't think that's the issue. I would like to see something like she had superpowers even if it's on a small scale, and New York just traumatized her.
So you think this is going to be more like The Pulse, like where she's kind of working for the paper and it's going to be more procedural?
I don't think so.
These are all 10 episodes?
That said, yeah. They described it as dark. She's a detective agency, isn't it? Isn't that what she runs?
It's Veronica Mars.
Isn't that what? I'm sure that's what it was.
Maybe you read a different article. All of these,
though, are supposed to be exploring darker corners with self-contained stories.
Which focuses on a retired superhero, Jessica Jones, hanging up her tights and opening up her own detective agency.
See?
So we both.
So there you go.
But what I kind of got from this when we first discussed the Netflix announcement a while back was these were all supposed to be darker, more mature.
I think so.
Series, because they're on Netflix. There's no ratings, and they're kind of self-contained stories that they'll allude to the larger cinematic universe, but not really.
Right. So Kevin Feige has already said that these exist in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but on the outlying.
So you may see she'll flip a page in her newspaper and you'll see something going on in S.H.I.E.L.D., but really it's not about that.
Right.
Exactly. Like they'll say, politically, what do you think about what's going on with S.H.I.E.L.D.? Oh, fuck Hydra, and then they'll move on.
Right.
I'm saying the great way to strip her of you know, hanging up her Daredevil's super first, duds. Though.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Daredevil is first.
The way of stripping her and hanging up her super duds is the Battle of New York.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Show some footage of her.
They retcon her into Avengers.
Yeah, not into Avengers, but just into that event.
Avengers.
You know, into the movie Avengers, not the team.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So if they retcon her into being part of
she was in New York
the Battle of New York, then
she didn't participate.
Or she didn't have her powers for the Battle of New York.
And she's traumatized. And that's why. And she doesn't want to be a part of it anymore.
We'll see, because it's supposed to come out sometime next year. So
When is Daredevil?
It's the summer.
That's what I was just going to ask.
I think it's spring, because I think Jessica Jones is summer to fall.
Isn't it when? So here's what I think. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., is this the fall finale? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., was this the fall finale?
Yes, this is the fall finale.
All right, so Agent Carter starts now,
that's correct.
As mid-season replacement.
Correct.
And then S.H.I.E.L.D. comes.
7 weeks of Carter.
7 weeks of Carter. Is it a miniseries?
Well, it's.
Seven or ten?
No, it's 8 hours. Seven episodes.
So two-hour premiere.
It's a two-hour
premiere.
Right.
It is a mid-season replacement, but from what I understand, is that assuming that it does well, and I think everybody thinks it's going to do well,
it'll continue.
They will bring it back, but I think they're going to bring it back mid-season
next year,
either that or maybe over the summer something. It's going to continue to be these snippets.
So it's 7 weeks of this, and then S.H.I.E.L.D. finishes.
That's correct.
And then after that is probably Daredevil.
That's what I'm guessing. So that there's some continuation of Marvel.
So it'll be 2 weeks after the finale of S.H.I.E.L.D., Daredevil will start.
So you always have a foot in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Yeah, how brilliant.
It makes sense.
The logistics of this is kind of...
The sun never sets in the Marvel universe.
And then Daredevil finishes, and then we go see Avengers 2.
Right.
No, you forgot Ant-Man.
No, Ant-Man's after Avengers
2. Ant-Man is before Avengers 2.
Really?
No, Ant-Man is after Avengers 2.
Avengers 2 is May.
Ant-Man ends phase 2, but it is after the Avengers.
Right, because we talked about how we thought Avengers would end.
Ant-Man is in the summer.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's stick with Marvel. This isn't really news as far as I'm concerned. I guess it's just confirmation that Benedict Cumberbatch is, in fact, playing Doctor Strange. I think we all kind of knew.
Called it!
So there you go.
Not surprising.
No, not surprising.
And as a younger Doctor Strange, good casting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It also is much like Guardians of the Galaxy or S.H.I.E.L.D., opening up a whole other fucking layer of the Marvel universe.
Correct. Yeah, the mysticism. Yeah. You know, the mysticism.
Although Thor kind of got there.
The mysticism could kind of tie into Iron Fist a little bit too. Like, there's a lot that they could do with that.
That's a real great question, is that exactly how they're going to handle that. Because they handled the whole Thor thing really well by essentially just saying that they're aliens.
Right.
Yeah.
With alien technology and so on and so forth. I mean, there's nothing magic about them. Yeah. That's just who they are.
Yeah, right. How are they going to...
So the question is, how are they going to... In what way are they going to sort of realistically kind of handle this?
But I think we're at a place now where we will the general population will swallow magic.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't disagree. I'm just wondering if they think the same thing or if they have come up with a way. I'm wondering why it took this. Well, I mean,
no, so that we would swallow it as
that's
yes,
what
this
I mean.
Is really
magic. I'm wondering if they've come up with a way. I'd be interested to see if they just play it straight or if they say, well, actually.
I kind of hope that they play it straight. I don't want it to be like Alien.
No, I don't think it's going to be Alien. Yeah. I think it has to be different. Done. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. It has to be different. That's got to be done now.
But is it tapping into another force of another dimension?
Is it quantum physics?
Isn't that the same?
Is it some way of manipulating quantum physics?
That would be okay. That's what I mean. That's just trying to explain the source of the magic in the first place.
Exactly.
He's really just a scientist of things we don't know, blah, 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 blah.
And that's what I'm saying.
We'll see how seriously they take it. I don't know what the tone is going to be. It's a good point.
I think the tone has got to be at least somewhat serious. Cumberbatch is not exactly known for his comedic acting jobs.
No, although he is funny on those late night shows.
He is.
Have you seen him do like impressions of Jar Jar Binks?
I have, but I don't know. Yeah. Speaking of the funny, though.
Yep.
Bring it.
Ryan Reynolds has been confirmed.
Yes.
To no one's surprise, again, as well, to portray Deadpool.
In the upcoming film. I would be so annoyed because
which goes into production in March, by the way.
Oh, wow, that's quick.
What universe is that?
That is the X-Men universe.
Is it?
Absolutely. Okay. Why would it not be?
How is it the X-Men universe?
Why would it not be the X-Men
universe? Isn't it a Marvel movie?
Deadpool? No, it's not. It's part of the X-Men universe.
But didn't Marvel announce the casting? It's the same character
that he portrayed in...
Right, which is gone now.
No, that was not Deadpool at the end of that movie. That was Weapon 13. Okay. I absolutely think that's where they're going with that.
Okay.
Okay, but...
Because he had his mouth sewn shut and his head cut off. I absolutely think that was not actually Deadpool.
No, it wasn't. But that's who owns Deadpool?
Marvel.
No, Fox.
Fox. He's definitely a Fox character.
He's an X character.
That's what I thought.
He's part Cable of the X 100%
I'm aware of that. Yeah. Right. But it's just confusing because Marvel is still part of...
It's Marvel.
It's Fox.
Marvel, the character, but it's a Fox property.
Right. The reason why is because I thought they confirmed all three at the same time.
No.
And that's...
Well, they all happen within a day of each other. Right.
When I read the article, it was, these are the three things that Marvel confirmed, and that was why I was confused. Right. Never mind. So Fox Marvel has confirmed...
Has confirmed Ryan Reynolds.
Who has probably been waiting a decade to fucking play the character.
At least.
That's not the point I was making. The point I was making was his origin is gone.
Yeah, they're going to start over.
I don't think so.
You don't think?
I think they're gonna.
When did they explore Deadpool's origin?
In X-Men Wolverine's origins,
which is gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, because it was retcon.
Yes, that's what we're saying. Days of Future Past
eliminates that movie.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, the Wolverine didn't necessarily retcon it.
No, but it did.
But Days of Future Past did.
Anything that takes place before the events in Days of Future Past is gone.
Except that Wolverine Origins takes place. When does Wolverine Origins say?
Of Wolverine Origins happened. Okay. His history in the Civil War and shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Where does the cutoff take place? Oh, because sometime in the 70s, yes, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, and when does Origins take place? I don't remember
after,
the time
after
frame.
That.
Okay.
Well, the meat. Right. There's no meat in Origins. The main part of Origins is 2000s.
At least a teenager at that point.
Okay, so Slade Wilson, not Slade 16, Wilson.
16, 17.
Is it Slade Wilson?
Yeah, it's Wade Wilson. I always get... Yeah. Slade and Deadpool and Deathstroke because, you know.
They're the same.
But anyway, Wade, I'm sure. Yeah. They will retcon it in some way. That's fine. I don't care. I don't care how the fuck they do it. Just do it. I want to see it.
Okay.
It's one of the movies that I've wanted to see since I realized that Ryan Reynolds would have been a great Deadpool had they given him the opportunity to actually play Deadpool.
Correct.
So.
And that teaser, I think is what did it.
Absolutely. That absolutely was not leaked. That absolutely was let upon the universe as a
How do we feel about this?
Yeah. How does this react? Oh, very well. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to do that.
Let's green light that.
Because you know what will happen is they'll do Deadpool, which just begins filming in March. It will be very successful. And then we already know that they have plans in the works for an X-Force movie. And that will be a linchpin to X-Force.
They do?
Yeah.
Have we talked about that?
Yeah. We've talked about it before.
I think I remember on one of the giant calendars.
It's in the Fox.
Did I send that to you?
Yes.
Did I ever say the big calendar with everything in it? Yeah.
Yes.
It just makes me think about DC Warner Brothers again, and I don't want to go in the
same. Let's talk about Krypton. Since you brought it up,
but it's dead, right? That planet.
But why?
It is, but not when Superman's grandfather was around.
Oh.
And is this on Sci-Fi?
Yeah, Sci-Fi.
Why is it on Sci-Fi?
Because any network. Because
it's science fiction. Oh, wait, no.
Because anybody wants a crack at it? Because
nobody wanted it.
So has just separately, Supergirl is confirmed to be part of the Arrowverse? Or?
No, Supergirl has the ability to be part of the Arrowverse. It has been hinted at, but it is not confirmed.
Okay.
Because CBS is a sister
right.
station to they the own, CW.
They own CW.
Correct.
Yeah.
So there's a very...
If you go to CBS and click on our properties, it says we own the CW.
Years before the Superman legend, we know the House of L was shamed and ostracized. This series follows the Man of Steel's grandfather as he brings hope and equality to Krypton, turning a planet in disarray into one worthy of giving birth to the greatest superhero ever known.
Before Batman? It blows up.
Before he recklessly kills thousands of people. So
I meant before the planet blows up.
That too. I don't care about Superman's grandfather. I barely care about Superman. I certainly don't care about his grandfather.
Yeah, but here's my question.
Sure.
Krypton happens.
Yep.
Is it part of Man of Steel? Is
no
it
that version of Krypton? Clue.
Is
my guess
Krypton?
Is no.
Because
no,
that was no, some no. cool fucking designs and some cool shit.
It's actually the same universe as Gotham. It's called the Origin Universe.
Oh, fuck you.
Or the Perjorigin Universe.
Yeah, it's Earth 6169.
Everybody in the House of L will be using flip phones.
Yes, that's it.
All right.
No, they'll have rotary dials.
Rotary dials. Let's stick with some DC related stuff real quick. Preacher gets the pilot commitment from AMC.
Okay, so they're halfway there.
Is this the Seth Rogen Preacher?
This is the Seth Rogen Preacher. All the little tweets that he's been putting out there,
which really should be scaring everybody.
Except that all the little tweets that he's been putting out there that are like quick snippets of bits from the script look great. I mean, clearly the characters are being portrayed well.
They're being written well.
I'm sorry.
He did the same thing for Green Hornet.
He didn't write Green Hornet.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he should not have been
responsible for the Green Hornet
movie. No, he's not.
No, he is not.
Okay.
If he did not write it and he only portrayed it, and he's not, I don't believe that he's playing.
No, he's not acting in it.
Jesse Custer.
He's just writing it, yeah.
Right, so I'm going much more, not casting. I'm going much more for what I know that he's written and directed, and that would be, not The World's End, the other one.
Yeah.
The other one was James Franco. This is the End, which was hilarious.
It was great.
And great and visceral and visual.
It's a comedy. Are they going to play Preacher as a comedy?
I'm sure it's going to be super dark.
Preacher is kind of a dark, twisted comedy. It really has a lot of comedic undertones.
I think they should get Andrew Lincoln.
So... Okay.
I would watch Andrew Lincoln.
So does Preacher fall?
Would watch that.
Does Preacher fall into the same Constantine-ish? No, I'm not saying in content.
No.
But does it fall into the same kind of really dark, how the fuck are they going to do this on television kind of thing?
Darker.
Yes.
In some regard.
That's
right?
Why I said so they're halfway there. That's why I said they're halfway there.
On AMC needs on to be AMC. Well,
as opposed to HBO.
But listen, I've been watching Constantine, which by the way has
I
gotten...
I should not say darker. I think they're on the same playing field.
Constantine is
have you been
verge.
Watching it?
You know that, right?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has gotten really good.
This last
and
episode?
And now we actually know the story. Yeah. It's fucking cool. Anyway.
Did you see the last episode with the angel?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So good.
And he smoked!
He
had a cigarette and he smoked. And
that's
he
true. That was probably the one episode this season they're allowed to do it. Really good, by the way. We now know like the whole story.
Very,
makes
very
sense.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with Zed. Zed is her name, right? Zed.
Mm-hmm. You know who would be good in Preacher? You remember that guy who was the lead in Evolution?
That was you.
Dark hair guy. It was last year.
I don't
What
I
are
don't
you
recall.
Talking? Evolution?
Evolution?
The movie where they have three-eyed aliens and from like 2002?
Sorry. Is it Revolution? The one with the electric that you hated.
Oh, that fucking terrible. Yeah, that's Revolution.
Revolution.
Yeah. What a shit show.
That guy would be a great preacher.
Okay.
I don't remember his name.
I don't know. It's really hard because you have to cast Custer really well, but you have to cast, and I know someone's going to kill me for not remembering, but the vampire, Cassidy. You have to cast him like almost equally perfect.
I think they know that.
I think he has a genuine passion for the project.
Yeah.
And so I think that now, again, I'm putting my faith in the fact that I know that he can write a good project. If he was starring in it, I'd be like...
Whew. Well, this is the same thing we have with Joseph Gordon-Levitt doing Sandman.
Right.
But.
All right.
His name is Billy Burke.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I will show you a picture and...
Oh, we'll show the audience.
Yes, we will.
If you're on your iPod Colors.
That's right. Or you could check the photo gallery.
Indeed.
That's true, because I will post it on the photo gallery.
Flickr.
Oh, yeah, I know that dude. I don't know.
Okay. That's the, yeah, okay.
I don't know, maybe.
He's good.
Is Revolution still on the air? Did it get
canceled? No, I believe that got canceled.
Thank God.
Let's
no,
go.
It was around for like three seasons.
That's quickly.
Did you know they're doing a Westworld series?
I did.
With Jonathan Nolan?
I know.
As the showrunner?
I'm okay with it.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm very much okay with it.
Yeah.
That movie, as campy as it was, served a purpose.
And had a sequel that was worse.
Rucker Hauer? What was the sequel?
Westworld.
He was not in Westworld.
Rucker Hauer?
Was not in Westworld.
Wasn't he in Westworld?
No, sir. He was not. No, sir.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
But he was in Westworld.
The sequel was Future World.
I don't remember.
And it was infinitely worse than Westworld.
All right. Well, let's stick with DC on TV then.
Yes.
Let's talk about The Flash.
Let's do it.
You don't watch The Flash, but who cares?
Yul Brynner.
We're not going to spoil
Yul Brynner was in Westworld.
Was in Westworld? Sir. Okay.
Yes. We're not going to spoil it?
I don't know. Do we spoil it?
I think we do.
I think we spoil it.
Hold on.
It comes out tomorrow morning, right? People had 2 days to watch.
We can't talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. because I haven't seen it.
Correct. But statistically, all three of us watch S.H.I.E.L.D. Statistically, not all three of us watch Flash.
And we are giving our audience fair warning. This is a spoiler. Uh-huh.
Correct.
Tune out.
And statistically, one of us isn't a real
And if you put chapter markers, you can just hit next and skip this chapter.
There you go.
So. No big deal.
So quickly, this week's episode, we get to see Firestorm.
Yes.
The effects are great.
Yeah, they actually look really good.
As cool as he was when he was on fire, it was really cool when he flew away.
Right?
I was legitimately
impressed.
Yeah, I was like, holy... Yeah. I actually went back and watched it.
Wow.
Because I was like, Really? They've managed that effect very well. Mm. What I consider to be the most significant part of this week's episode of The Flash is not what everybody was shitting about. I consider what Cisco said at the end was much more mind-blowing to me than the reveal.
So we're not
the man in the yellow suit.
We're not spoiling, right?
We are spoiling.
Okay. You mean when he said that there were two people there?
That there were two people there.
Right.
Because I did not pick up on it when I watched the pilot.
Because Barry Allen was there.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a little monkey looking for the man in the yellow suit?
not yet.
George. Okay.
Gorilla Grodd is coming up soon.
Well done. But
I'm also 98% sure that Professor Wells is Reverse Flash, but there's still a 2% possibility that it's not.
He's just, then what is he? Just masterminding it?
Yes.
But why does he have the suit and the...
Because he is another villain known as Mastermind.
Because I think maybe he somehow gives the suit.
But he speaks in the voice. I mean... I think that would be a cheap trick if he's not.
It's just odd because the character who should be
But they did this with Speedy also.
They did do it with Speedy, but that was a nickname.
Yeah.
That was a nickname.
That's true.
Can we just talk about Speedy real quick, by the way?
Yeah.
Connor Hawke. That's all I'm saying. If you haven't caught up on Arrow, not tonight's episode, but last week's episode, Connor Hawke. They're setting that shit up for like 20 years from now. If that show was on long enough,
yeah.
Connor Hawke. I'm just saying. Let's talk about the future of The Flash, though. So this week was the mid-season finale, but coming up in the new year, Mark Hamill will reprise his role.
Right there is where I have issues.
I know. He's not actually reprising the role, but he will be portraying the Trickster.
But that is their insinuation is that he is reprising the role he played in the original series.
Right, because...
Meaning it's the same dude.
Well, I think it is the same character, but I don't think that there's any tie-in from the original series to the new series.
It's weird.
Well, he is the original trickster.
He is the original trickster.
And the thing they're trying to catch is the copycat.
That is correct.
So
in the new 52 universe, there are two tricksters. There is an old and a new.
Right.
So this is following something that's established in the books.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I don't think that there's a tie-in to the original Flash series. I think this
there
is.
There is. They're saying that he was the original trickster.
Reprise.
I don't think that it's the same universe. You're saying it's
I don't think what they're saying is the Flash series is part of the Arrowverse and it happened. I don't think, but they're picking and choosing stuff. And what they're saying is, yes, he was the trick. Like, yeah,
I think that's like a treat to fans,
like a fan service. Now,
yeah, I think it's a fan service.
Amanda Pays is about to do an episode,
right? And John Wesley Shipp
is the father.
I think it's a fan homage. Hey, we need to cast an older version of the Trickster. Who's available? Oh shit, Mark Hamill. How great would that be? Fans go fucking crazy. Is he available? Yeah. Star Wars is done filming. All right, come
I was gonna
on.
Say. Here's the phone call. Do I have to shave the Jedi beard?
Right. So I, you know, but it's cool. Yeah, Trickster's we'll see kind how of a crazy character. You know, if he was coming in as Cockknocker.
That would be funny. No, the Trickster is like the Flash's Joker.
That's right. Sort of. No, because really his archenemy is Reverse Flash.
No, not as archenemy. Yes, I just mean archetype character.
He is the clown prince of the Flash universe.
Is he psychotic, though?
He's a bit nutty.
Isn't he more Riddlery?
No. Riddlery isn't funny, tricky. Riddlery is punny riddly.
I understand what you're saying.
Joker is,
you know, psychotic.
Psychotic Joker.
Funny psychotic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. One more thing, very quickly.
Yep.
And then we need to take a break. Disney is developing a film franchise around Robin Hood.
But why?
Because they feel like that it's a property that they want to explore. Nottingham and Hood is the title of, or is the proposed title of the first film in the franchise.
Nottingham and Hood?
Nottingham and Hood.
Is it like a modern take or is it?
No, no. What they said is this is Disney's attempt to do something like Pirates of the Caribbean with a different franchise. So I don't think it will be a modern take. I think it will be period to a degree.
Oh my God.
Who's playing?
Oh my God.
No information has been announced other than that they're doing it. I think they might have a screenwriter attached to it, but that's it.
Is that everything that's in the news?
Yes.
We really should take that break.
Okay.
I wanted to hear your review of Peter Pan.
I was just about to tease, and when we come back,
yes,
we will discuss Peter Pan live on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 354, Hacked.
We're the Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Fred Decker, director of the Monster Squad.
This is Duncan Regehr, Dracula from Monster Squad.
This is Tom Noonan, plays Frankenstein in Monster Squad.
This is Tom Woodruff, Gillman from Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Andre Gower, Sean Crenshaw from the Monster Squad.
This is Ashley Bank, Phoebe from Monster Squad.
This is Ryan Lambert, I'm Rudy from the Monster Squad, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Wolfman's got nards!
From the mouth of babes comes dynamite. The Monster Squad's gonna groove tonight. First came Dracula, now the Wolfman too. The mummy and the girl are swimming in the pool.
What's up, everyone? This is Kenneth Robert Marlowe, voice actor for the anime series Gravitation and Genshiken. You have a shop that deals in toys, comic books, and other geek-related stuff? Maybe you're an artist. Perhaps you got a band you want to promote. It's a good thing to know that the Geek Stuff audience is growing week by week. Perfect place to advertise your shop, your artistry, or your band gigs. Shoot an email over to bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com and talk to them about advertising right here on the show. Once again, that's bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
The Fonz be with you.
And also with you.
And how lucky are you?
Fonzie be praised!
Why are you such a hater?
I'm not a hater.
It's a project dear to my heart for on 8 years now.
No, I know it is. But it's right after the Scud statue,
okay,
the Ringwraith display base.
All right.
Like you're lining them up.
It wasn't a Ringwraith display thing.
Yeah, wasn't it a display for the sideshow?
Not for the Ringwraith. It was for the Morgul Lord and what's her name?
Oh, I thought it was for the Ringwraith. Oh, okay. Anyway, you get the idea.
Eowyn.
You get the point.
Yeah, right, fine. Yeah.
It'll come right after the live 300 episode.
Shut up.
I can't talk about that right. One.
I said 350.
I know.
Wait.
I was making a...
Oh, I see. Yeah, we can't really talk about that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have brought that up.
Anyway, yes. What we can talk about is our lovely sponsor.
Yes.
Yes.
My One Sweet World, allspelledout.com.
That's right. Kelly Maloney Chesney. And there's an awesome offer through the website right now. If you make a purchase of any purchase of $60 or more, and you get
a chocolate covered fruit collection.
That's right.
Dark chocolate. The healthy kind.
Right. I like the dark chocolate.
I do too.
It's healthy for your heart.
For all of it.
Is that what they said?
You could just live on dark chocolate.
Could you just live on dark chocolate?
The way that it's healthy, I think you could.
Yeah, absolutely. You started eating it last week, right? Dark chocolate fruit salads.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you could go to
dark
my
chocolate
One Sweet World.
Salad dressing.
Yep.
Ooh. Mm. That'd be good.
That's called fudge.
Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Like not like fudge, like Long Beach Island fudge, like, you know,
right.
Hot.
Right.
Fudge on your ice cream fudge.
So go to myonesweetworld.com and place an order before December 14th.
Yes. Get your Christmas holiday Kwanzaa gifts.
That's right.
Ready.
Merry Christmas
Hanukkah.
Yeah, thank you. That.
You can't buy these fantastic things at Walmart. You must go
to
my one sweet world, all spelled out.
That's where I was going with this.
For example, if you're looking for the chocolate barbecue sauce,
yes.
All you have to do is put in the letters
BBQ.
Right.
Don't
it pops up.
Don't spell out barbecue.
That's right.
Like you must do for the website.
And if you're looking for coco marinara, you don't put it in marinara. You put it in pasta.
It pops right up.
Right up.
Yep.
It's a lovely website.
Like 1996 searching. You have to know the exact keyword or you're fucked.
Do not knock the sponsor. It is a great site with great products. We encourage all of you to
It really is, though. It's delicious stuff. It's awesome.
It's just, you're so young. That's all.
He excels at so many other things.
He doesn't know how to old school search.
It's hard sometimes. It's okay.
I literally just referenced it 5 seconds ago. How is this being turned around on? Oh, we're going back to my namesake. I understand. Well, check out the sponsor.
MyOneSweetWorld.com.
Chocolatey deliciousness for yourself.
Yes.
That's right.
And for others.
And remember, when you help out the sponsor, or when you support the sponsor, you support the show.
It is the giving season.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
We get...
chocolate.
A sponsor. They get sales. Everybody's happy.
Good times. Everyone's happy. You help the show. You help the sponsor.
Right.
It's good for all.
Right. So, MyOneSweetWorld.
All spelled out.
.com. Let's move forward.
Cut.
No, not cut. We're just moving forward.
Oh, okay.
Was that for you when you're editing?
We're gonna go for hack performances. Like perhaps one portrayed by Christopher Walken.
Yes, that's right. We did say we were gonna talk about the live action Peter Pan. So
I have safely avoided it.
I only saw some of it.
Yeah.
In conjunction with Allison Williams' wishes, I hate watched right. Peter Pan.
Okay.
And she was absolutely correct.
All right.
That I hate watched it. For those of you that follow me on Twitter,
right.
You know that I was tweeting out during the show quite a bit. And it was fabulous. It was. I don't think it was as bad as Sound of Music was. And maybe that's because she is the sexiest Peter Pan ever.
I'm going to still disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
Ever.
From what I saw, it was okay. Christopher Walken
left quite
a bit to be desired.
Oh, what's that sound, Peter? I don't know. It was awful.
I shoved the watch in my ass.
First of all, he was so off on the lip sync.
And the
shuffle.
He ambled.
I can dance. I used to be able to dance. But now I'm Captain Hook.
Do you think that he can't dance anymore, or they just didn't know how to choreograph him?
He's 75, whatever he is.
I don't know.
He's 70. He's at least 70.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What? No, I was going to say, I don't follow...
There were some other great things, though.
Okay, I was just going to say, I don't follow Anna Kendrick, right, on the Twitter. But I read some of her tweets while watching it.
Uh-huh.
Very, very funny. Just to take a quick side note, Anna Kendrick, did you know?
Sexy as hell. Knew it.
Broadway fans. Did you know that they're doing a Last Five Years movie?
Yeah,
and it looks great. I actually really like that show.
Yeah.
And Anna Kendrick is starring in it. But back to Pan.
Anna Kendrick also in
Pitch Perfect 2.
Scapegoats.
That's right.
25th most animated movie of 2015.
Most animated movie.
Most animated movie.
No, it's not.
This is the worst hack show.
You're more animated than Christopher Walken and Peter Pan. And there you go.
Did you ever see the theory that someone, one of my favorite people on the planet, recently showed this to me? Did you see the thing about how, you know, the speech in Pulp Fiction that Uma Thurman gives?
Yes.
How she was on a TV show?
Yes.
And she breaks down who.
It's Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how did we get there from Peter Pan? Can we back
Christopher Walken shoved a watch in his ass and reminded me of Pulp Fiction.
So, yes. So, Christopher Walken was a nightmare. That's true. A few other little tidbits that you may have missed.
Smee and George Darling.
Smee had a Mandalorian tattoo of a Bantha skull on his arm.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
They didn't cover that up?
It was amazing. No, they didn't cover it up. It was amazing. And everybody was tweeting about it. Yeah. I thought I was the only one that caught it. Then it was like, boom, everybody.
So, yeah, I missed it.
So there were 360 sets, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So, which means there's no live. I know they didn't shoot Sound of Music in front of a live audience either. But isn't the whole point of these things to be like, it's like you're there at the live production of it?
That was, that's a criticism that I have.
So what the fuck is the point of doing these at all?
I would much rather see. I would much rather see a filmed stage performance, I think.
Right, because it adds something. Having an audience makes it better.
Yes.
It's just, if you've ever done any kind of performing at all, like
having an audience live would be nice.
Having an audience makes it real.
Yeah.
Well, they do it live. Isn't
Christopher
it live?
Walken was lip syncing, was he not?
They were all
right,
they
but it was
all...
but it was live, wasn't it? Going out live,
yeah.
They had the director of the Tonys do it. I believe.
Yeah, it was definitely live.
It is live, but there's no live element without an audience. There's why are you doing this?
But how is it live if he's lip syncing? Am I missing something?
They play the music and he lip syncs live. That's why you caught it.
A live performance.
Right, I agree.
But then live production.
But then no one would watch it because they can't cast Christopher Walken because he probably can't sing.
Well, okay.
He clearly can't sing because he was lip syncing to himself talking through songs. He was Shatnering through the songs. It's not even a joke.
No, I know.
And then the best part, I bet you anything that you just kind of fast, in the bit that you saw, you fast forwarded through the commercials, didn't you?
No, I saw the Melissa Joan Hart.
No. Okay. No, what you didn't see, maybe because you skipped it or you'll go back.
I might not have gotten that far,
Is three or four times during the production, they would just cut back to the production for 5 seconds and Walken would be just holding a note. And the action keeps going while he's holding this note. That happened at least two or three times during the production.
That's funny.
There was also the little kid. This is the other thing that I caught that I didn't think anyone else caught, but I found out other people did. The little kid playing Michael full on picked his nose.
Nice.
And wiped it on Wendy.
Yeah.
Full on. Picked it like, whoa.
Digging for gold.
It was amazing. It was all tied together by that sexy minx, Peter Pan.
No.
Yes. What is wrong with you?
She looks like a little boy.
Did Allison Williams actually say, please hate watch me in this show?
Yeah. She said, everybody will hate watch Peter Pan. And I'm like,
So she was honest about how bad it was.
Absolutely.
Why did she agree to do it?
No, this was before it went out, she said that.
Why did she agree to do it?
Because she's always wanted to play Peter Pan ever since she was three. And all the production stuff, they keep showing the same picture of her dressed as Peter Pan when she was 3 or 4 years old. That's fine. I get it. I don't begrudge her doing it. I'm sure they drove a dump truck of money up to her house and said, here. How do they have dump trucks of money
for this shit?
I don't have any problem with it. What I have a problem with is that she's very feminine. She just is.
The dump trucks of money thing is, while we are hypercritical,
yeah,
and while the Twitter universe is hypercritical,
of course.
When I went to work the next day, some of the women's in the office and some of the other guys that had watched it or whatever, they were like, they enjoyed it. They thought it was good. They thought it was entertaining and fun.
We hate it.
So do they also like Gotham?
They're right. A lot of people do like Gotham.
Do they also
people
like
that listen
Gotham?
To this show like Gotham, yeah, which is amazing.
Really?
We haven't convinced them yet.
But why?
They don't
listen,
know.
I don't want to convince anyone to hate something that they actually like.
Right.
But I want to understand their counterpoints to why they like it. Because I want to know. I want to understand your side. You know what I would want to know? I want you to leave me a message.
Because they're not hypercritical of it like we are.
At 425-920-6050. And please try to explain to me logically why you enjoy Gotham. If it's, hey, anything with Batman in it, I'm a masturbate.
Well, he's not in it.
Right.
Anything
in the Batman mythos, I'm on board. Fine. I don't need to hear that. But if you have actual reasons for liking this program, I do want to hear them.
All right. This show is not being put out every week to convince anybody of anything.
Of course not.
We just want to spew our bile out into the universe.
I like to think that once in a while we influence people
hashtag
to maybe buy
in a good
things
way.
Or watch things.
Sure.
Or enjoy
chocolates.
Or
enjoy chocolates.
That's you know what? Or you can take the funny out of it. I laugh my my ass off during that Peter Pan? Was I like cringing and like, ah, no, I was having the ball.
Sure.
Because every train wreck is worth looking at, even if there are no bodies.
That's right.
Like, that's the whole point. Let's talk about Wendy. What with the scared eye? Did you see? She had bug eyes. Like, ah!
But what did you? If you just saw a fairy?
If someone picked your nose, yeah, and yeah. Put
the
it on
digitally
you?
Added fairy.
The digitally
that one?
Added fairy. Yeah,
that, I would have. You're right.
Wow.
But look, it is what it is. Have they announced what they're doing next yet? They're doing another nothing. One. I know. I know they have plans to do.
I hope it's something really.
Oh no, they did announce it. It's what? Music Man, I think.
They announced
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I is think it? I heard it was Music Man.
Oh, man, I was really hoping they would go in it like Godspell or
yeah.
Something edgy. Hair, you
the
know.
Pajama game?
Yeah, no, yeah, I think...
Edgy.
I think, yeah, for some Rent. Reason I... For some
I
reason,
hate
I think,
the Music Man. Can
yeah,
we
I'm, not,
about
I'm not
that?
A, I'm not a
it
fan
is a terrible
man.
Show.
Why?
It's awful.
What don't you like about
everything.
It?
Everything.
You poopy.
Come on!
The plot makes no sense at all.
What? How is the plot make no sense?
All I can think of is Peter Griffin singing Chipotle on the football field.
And he did the whole number, which was awesome. That's what... If you
I don't like
Seth
I don't
MacFarlane
like
for a reason. That's the reason. He well, commits.
That although, Brigadoon on Family Guy, also very funny.
But Brigadoon is terrible.
I know.
Hold on. What about the Music Man does not make sense to you? He's a con man.
Yeah.
He goes to a small town. It's turn of the century time.
Yep.
Right? And he convinces them all that they need a town band and sells them instruments and music and what about that plot doesn't make sense to you?
There's no reason for it.
Listen.
No reason for what?
The whole fucking musical.
This is not no Big Kev's Broadway stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Coming to a station near you.
Never.
Right after Eat Stuff.
Right after
so
Eat Stuff.
If we could wrap up Pan. Are we done with Pan?
Big Kev sees stuff.
Yes. Big Kev promises stuff. Are we done with Pan?
Oh, whoa.
Yes.
Hold it.
Let's be done with Pan, please.
All right. Let's move on. Let's. Hurtful. Now that we're done panning Pan.
Hey.
Wow.
Hack.
We hacked it.
Let's do this first.
Oh yeah, let's.
The only Superman book that I would ever really want to own.
Yeah, and it's nothing.
That's just Superman.
You don't like
There's
Red Sun?
Nothing hack about it.
Red Sun was okay. It was an okay
no,
Elseworlds
it was,
book.
It was, but it's an Elseworld book.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, Elseworld book. I look in a different.
And Elseworld yeah.
okay,
books
is
are
Gotham
always
by,
hit or miss.
Isn't Gotham by Gaslight also an Elseworld
Elseworld's book?
Book.
Yes, but that's a Batman book. But that is right. good by itself.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but they're.
But seriously, this, if I were to ever own one, as a matter of fact, it is the only one that I currently own in soft.
Yep.
One Superman story in my personal collection, this would be the story.
I also make the argument that Kingdom Come is a Superman story, despite the fact that everybody is in it.
It is.
That's another great Superman.
But that's also an Elseworld story, isn't it?
No, wasn't that a big crossover thing event?
Yeah, but I think it's an Elseworlds.
I think it's technically classified
it's technically
as an
Elseworlds.
Yeah,
just saying. But it is a good story.
So let's tell the folks what we're talking about.
We are talking about Superman for All Seasons. The deluxe edition came out today. Jeff Loeb, Tim Sale with Bjarne Hansen.
So I'm gonna be honest.
This is before Daredevil Yellow, before Spider-Man Blue and Hulk Gray. This duo did this book.
They did the DC stuff first, and then they did the Marvel stuff?
This was before those Marvel
stuff. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know this story.
Hold on. I'll tell it to you. Before the legend, before the icon, before the man of tomorrow, there was Clark Kent, a young man coming to terms with the awesome power that fate had granted him. Experience the majestic tale of his transformation from country boy to the world's greatest superhero. So this is essentially a retelling of the Superman origin with Tim Sale and Jeff Loeb. And if you've never read, let me give you some of their titles, my friend. Batman the Long Halloween, considered also one of the best Batman stories.
I know it.
And that's not an Elseworlds. Batman Dark Victory, which was also really excellent. And then as OG said, Daredevil Yellow, Hulk Gray.
Spider-Man Blue.
Colors.
Because he needed the money.
But see, this to me, this
nobody left that joke. Just left that joke on the left that on the floor.
The reason I did not, yes, because he needed the money. The reason I did not reference Long Halloween when I made my comment before everybody thinks I'm just a rube. The Long Halloween was the Long Halloween was much more of a
mystery,
traditional miniseries.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas this Daredevil Yellow, they
four issues and off. Long Halloween, 12 issues.
Right. It's right.
This particular volume collects Superman for all seasons, 1 through 4, and stories, and then this is my interest to you, OG, as well. Stories from Superman Batman Secret Files number 1, Superman Batman 26, and Solo number 1.
He's no good to me dead.
I don't believe that's the Solo in question. Oh. But it's all Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. Right. Superman origin-ish stuff.
It's really a great read. I do seriously recommend that to
anybody. Slightly oversized too, isn't it?
It is oversized.
It's just a little bit though.
Yeah.
Gonna run you $30, but that's worth.
Yeah.
It's a hardcover.
Yeah, I hear
you. I mean, it's pretty standard these days for a 4-issue miniseries to be about 20 or so, and it looks like you're getting
bonus stuff.
At least 2 or 3 more issues in there. So, you know, I think it's a good deal, and I definitely think. If you don't like Superman as a character, like I do not, and I dare say OG probably not as big a fan either as of Superman, this actually changes your mind in the slightest way about him. I think this is the way a Superman story can be told and be done successfully.
Yeah, it's a great read. It's an easy read. It's a quick read.
Yep.
And I do. I recommend that to
definitely
to everybody. Mm-hmm. Uri. Body.
Hurry. Body.
All right. Let's talk about this real quick. So this week represents the 25th anniversary.
Of the PlayStation coming out.
No. Okay. Does it actually? Is it actually
20th? I believe it is the 20th.
Of Tim Burton's original Batman film. So they, rather than put out a special edition DVD with a bunch of bonus footage and behind the scenes.
Why would you do that?
I wonder if I have this one already. That looks like all the same stuff.
There's nothing different about that DVD than the previous Blu-ray release.
Ah.
What is different is that through select retailers, you can get a Batman 89 6-inch figure by NECA Toys. It is fucking awesome. It is only available with the Blu-ray purchase. I actually had an opportunity to talk to Randy a little bit about this.
Randy Falk.
From NECA. And it was pretty much the only way that they could skirt the Mattel. Not skirt it, but Mattel has a master toy license for anything Batman related, which means pretty much no one else can do it in that scale, right? NECA put out that big, huge one a couple years ago. And NECA actually earlier this year put out the video game version of that same figure. It's all the purples and blues. No, it's actually from the Batman video game that came out in that period. But it's all the blues and purples and like, you know, shadowy bits.
You know what's great about this?
What?
They've recreated the packaging.
Yes.
From the 89 Toy Biz Batman toys.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Removable cowl and cape. He does come in a Batarang as well, and he comes with a spear. Yep, it's all in there.
Oh, let me see.
I really wanted to open this because I wanted to be able to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
But part of me likes the nostalgia of the packaging.
I agree.
And so...
It's really hard.
No, you may have to get another one.
I don't want to open it. Maybe. Again, it is only available with purchase of the DVD, though. You cannot get it by itself.
So we have a giveaway.
But he's kind of like... He's kind of like...
I think that's just the way he's packaging.
I know, it's just...
If you're looking at the photos on your device...
Yes.
You'll see he's actually a pretty dynamic figure.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he isn't. I think just the way that particular one is packaged, he's like, he's just... Right at his torso, he's doing that, like, sort of that model, like thing a little bit. It's just really funny.
And whoever did the sculpting, I think, did a pretty bang-up job.
Well, the NECA folks.
Yeah, they do an awesome job.
They do bang up jobs on sculpting. Did you see those Planet of the Apes figures that they have out now?
I did.
They're pretty amazing, and I've been like debating really hard.
And they're one of the few that are still doing traditional sculpting for their figures. They're not doing 3D scans.
Correct.
For the movie licenses and stuff like that. So did you see the Rambo figure they have coming out too? From the video game as well?
No.
You know they're doing those video games?
Yeah, I've seen those.
The Rambo figure looks awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks really cool. So, NECA is definitely hitting it out of the park.
Well done.
And, of course, I think we mentioned it, but NECA acquired Kid Robot. I think we mentioned that next week. So
yeah,
we'll see what that brings in the new year as well. But,
I would
check out Toys R Us, get that Batman 89 figure. It's a pretty cool set.
I forecast Dunnies is what
they'll
be bringing us.
Yep. I'm forecasting more Labbits because Kozik is in charge.
Yep.
That being said...
You hear that?
I heard it like a couple seconds ago. Mm. And, you know, It makes me a little bit sad.
True.
But not entirely, because I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah.
So we should all...
So OG's going to go eat some stuff.
Yep. We should...
Shortly.
Oh, wow. OG. Another callback.
OG eat stuff.
That's right. Although I'm actually going to eat stuff, just not on mic. Big I think Kev. I have some leftover Chinese in the fridge.
There's the show.
Oh, and I made soup last night, too.
So oh, soup?
Not pasta fazzoletto.
Oh, my
God. I made vegetable soup.
Come on.
It doesn't
it's
count.
It's the middle of winter. Where's the pasta fazzoletto?
It's coming.
I need a quart.
It's coming. I'll make you a quart.
All right,
cool. I'll make some. Next time I make a batch, I'll make a double.
Double batch.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it'll be soon. I make it around this time.
And I was going to say, there's snow on the ground. Where's the pasta fazzoletto?
Well, the snow kind of took us by surprise.
A little bit.
But you know what's not taking anybody by surprise? The fucking rap music. Because now it's been playing for easily a minute. So let's move forward with the plugs.
Let's just sing the song that we sing at the end of the show. It's such a good feeling to know.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at bkgeekstuff.com. Of course, you can follow us on the Twitter. I'm at GeekStuffOG.
Scapegoat GS.
And the singing man is at bkgeekstuff. You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Facebook, YouTube, where else? Where
other places. Other places. The GVM line.
425-920-6050. And don't forget, 100 voicemails by next Wednesday.
There you go.
And you'll get a Christmas show.
Looking to buy stuff for Christmas, though?
That's right.
I have a place for you to go.
Go.
Amazon.
Amazon.com.
.bkgeekstuff.
That's right.
.com.
And you still have time for Christmas delivery. They have not set the cutoff yet. Although Indeed. It's coming soon.
It is coming soon. After and I believe year, they're delivering on Sundays now.
They are delivering on Sundays. That is correct. But that's for Prime members only, I think.
Ah, gotcha.
But that being said, if you're a Prime member, Sunday delivery. It's nice.
Indeed.
Sunday delivery is nice.
I like getting stuff on Sundays. It's like a surprise.
But that being said, I think...
Better deliverance than others.
Did we plug Twitter?
We did plug Twitter.
Did we plug the GVM line?
We plugged everything that had to be plugged.
I was singing the song.
We plugged everything
at the end.
Okay.
I think we hacked it.
I don't think we ever sang a song at the end before then.
Maybe we should start.
Okay.
Maybe that's the thing we should do.
And with that.
With that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we bring all episodes to a close by saying, goodnight, Ken Weatherwax. Wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. The things inside you, your thoughts and your feelings are all yours. And you're the one to decide if you want to share them with anybody. Your thoughts and your feelings are your own. I like sharing some of mine with you. I'll be back next time. You always make it a special day by just your being yourself. Bye-bye.